There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV's podcast, 49's After Show. Nailed it. Yeah. All right, we're here in the After Show. This one's, of course, we had a very long regular show that just wrapped up. We had three incredible guests.
And now we've got three more.
No. and now Parker Welk is going to join in. He's out on the board. He wants to give us the exclusive as to where Parker Welk is going. Do you know, Johnny?
I do not. I have not heard where
Parker. I mean, if you want to come on and headline the After Show with an exclusive release, I'm just saying the invite is there. And if you don't, let's talk this weekend. And let's talk this weekend. Let's get one out there. Welcome in, everyone. Holy cow, what are we on? January 16th still.
Yeah.
Still before the midnight hour. obviously, all the conversation this last week focused around so many of the signings, re-signings, new signings, whatever the case may be. And then a couple of people, as described on our board a moment ago, Lisa Fakus. One of our competitors who had announced earlier that she's no longer with Lone Star, and then saying that she'd be throwing an open bag this year.
And sponsored by OTB East.
Yeah, so congratulations to Lisa. Very cool to see. Also, we talked about it in the regular show, but just to quickly tack on, Alden Harris kind of overshadowed a little bit today in the sense of all the other madness that was going on, but Alden Harris also signing an agreement with One Disc Mania. So congratulations to Alden Harris. I believe his was a 2-year deal.
I believe.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, 2-year deal.
His was 2-year. Seeing a 3-year deal for one Gannon Burr, and then a 5-year deal that went along with Eagle McMahon. All those announced earlier.
Stacey Ronsley extended her sponsorship with Castoplast.
Excellent.
And we saw Macy Veladiez pick up a bag sponsor.
Yes.
So she is currently without a disc sponsor I think we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So. And so we'll see how that shakes out. Obviously, Macy Veladiez making an announcement, pregnant, and we'll be playing less events this upcoming year.
Yeah, she's sponsored by Grip EQ as her bag sponsor.
Okay. I know Grip, for instance, has been very diligent in making quite a few posts with reference to who's on their various Grip EQ teams. I've been seeing those pop up on Facebook quite a bit. So I love it. And I will say this.
You think
Grip? I love that they roll them out.
Yeah, me too.
It's not just, you know, I feel like then sometimes people have a higher tendency of getting overshadowed or overlooked because you see 40 people all announcing their sponsorship to either they just signed or retained with Grip in this case. But instead, I feel like I'm seeing three or four maybe announced one day, or maybe it's 5 or 10. And then the next day, it's an entirely different set of people that are announcing it. So they're staggering them out. And for that reason, I think it makes it a little bit more impactful, at least within my Facebook algorithms and my Instagram algorithms.
Yeah, I was just wondering if...
Maybe different for you.
You know, if you can cut two little holes in the bottom of your Grip bag, drop your baby right in there, and you got your little baby Bjorn going on.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
I mean, I think I think it just works.
Yes. Good call.
Kids, don't try that at home.
I'm going to read off the board. If you're new here, which I know some of you are, you might be wondering, what the hell are these guys rambling about? Here's the deal.
Anything we want.
In the regular show, we usually go over some news and things going on within disc golf. Then we usually have anywhere from one to three guests, sometimes no guests. We talk about kind of the nuts and bolts of everything that's going on in disc golf. Then we take a quick break and we go into what we then call an after show. An after show means, well, anything's game. Oftentimes, it will involve quite a bit of continued disc golf conversation, but sometimes it goes completely off the rails into 100% unrelated things that have nothing to do with disc golf. And often we are reacting to and engaging with people that are out on our YouTube chat board. That is the most common place. So if you've got a question or there's something you'd like to say or point out, sometimes you may say something, I may just take it and reword it and pass it off as a unique thought of my own. But go ahead and join in on the chat if you want. And also in the after show, we pull our weekly giveaway where if you're a Patreon supporter of ours, that requires just $1 a month to be part of that action.
Patreon.com/SmashboxTV.
A minimum of $1 a month gets you eligible to win as part of our giveaway that happens every single week, where we pull from our Patreon pool along with a few people that go out and sign up on the web as well. All right. Just wanted to get that out there.
There were some PDGA events this particular weekend. As you talked about, the Savannah Open happened this particular weekend.
Do we see anyone win that?
No, nobody won. It was a lot of ties.
Oh, there was a tie for first.
There was a tie for first. You're right, Terry.
And then what happened?
Isaac Robinson wins that.
Oh, good job,
yeah.
Isaac.
Yeah. I'm just going to pull up the... There it is. Savannah Open. That's the AM. Whoops. Bam.
Savannah AM. Is that a missed opportunity for them to call it the Savannah AM?
Savannah AM. No, it's Savannah. Not. It's not. Isaac Robinson wins this.
Oh, there wasn't a... I thought there was a playoff.
No, there wasn't.
Just kidding.
Isaac Robinson wins over Ezra Robinson. Third place, Grady Shue. Fourth place, Cameron Messerschmidt. Fifth place, Jacob Chesser. And we'll go over down to FPO in what I would argue is an upset. Leah Sinigini wins this. She shot a 930 and a 948. So above her rating by 15 to 30 points, beating out Amber Jones, Eliezra Middling, Nina Guerrero, and then Paige Shue. So there's a lot of talk right now about Eliezra's future. She hasn't talked about a disc manufacturer as a primary sponsor yet. So I think she is really one of the people that people are waiting on. I don't even know if she's going to, but people are waiting on her to do it. But Leah Sinigini coming in with the win, winning $426 this weekend. So,
yeah, certainly. Congrats to Leah. And I don't think it's insulting or out of line to say, to call it, like you said, an upset there.
Yeah. I mean, Paige Shue is a 950 rated player. She beat her by
returning champ.
Yep. And she beat her by 11 strokes. And then, like I said, Eliezra, who crushes discs, you know, she got beat by 4 strokes. So,
yeah. So very much congrats.
And of course, we'll talk about it because it's the MP40 division. Brian Schweberger wins over Michael Johansson by 6 strokes. Congratulations, Schwebby, on getting win number, I think it's 392 technically. It says 391 career wins on the PDGA, but I don't know if that one's counted yet.
It should be.
Is it? Well,
yeah.
I thought he had said 392, but maybe I'm wrong here. PDGA says 391.
Either way, Schwebby's got another win.
He's ahead of us. That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to beat us to his big round number.
All right. Anything else in terms of PDG events out there that jumped out at you that you saw that was being one of the bigger ones? And then also, that's where I remembered there being a playoff.
There was a playoff at the Estero Open 9 presented by Friction Gloves, supported by Innova.
There wasn't a playoff there either. I'm an idiot. Here's an interesting turn of events. I'll break this down.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just break this down quickly. only because I can, I'm going to paraphrase from what I remember seeing on Facebook a couple days yesterday or the day before. I saw Charlie Goodpasture had an opening, a solid opening round. I think he was in the lead after the opening day and shooting very well. Made a post saying he's, you know, hoping to get this A-tier win under his belt. It would be his first as a pro A-tier, which is honestly quite surprising to me, knowing how long Charlie's been around and how good of a player he is down in Florida. And then on either Sunday night or Monday, he made a post saying, hey, it kind of came down to the last hole, me and Zach Arlinghouse, good battle. He put on the pressure, you know, he had caught me and, you know, it was this great battle. And I came out victorious, super happy, you know, thanks to everyone. All very, very normal stuff. Congratulations to Charlie Goodpasture. Today, well, just before driving here to the podcast, I see that Charlie Goodpasture on his Facebook in my feed says something to the effect of, it sounds as if I played a hole incorrectly during the tournament. This has been brought to my attention along with a number of other players that had misplayed a hole during the tournament. And long story short, congratulations. Zach Arlinghouse is, in fact, the champion of the tournament.
Which is funny, because I saw on social media yesterday, I believe, someone say Zach Arlinghouse got, and this is someone else's words, Zach Arlinghouse got robbed on a Mando call.
Mm.
Got robbed of a win on a Mando call. And I was like, oh. And at first I thought, like, maybe with the way the PDGA rules have been adjusting and changing, my first thought from seeing that was, oh, Zach must have missed a Mando. Somebody, you know, they played it wrong, and then, you know, whatever. And because I had seen Zach took second, so I was like, oh, all right, whatever. I didn't think much more of it, other than I saw Charlie win.
Yeah, well, I now that I've pulled it back up again, looking at his Facebook, I wanted to. I'll scroll to the bottom where he says, I thought about it, and at the time I didn't think I misplayed the hole, but after further post-event discussion with a cardmate and an apology from the TD, I definitely did, as in played the hole wrong. Then he says, Zach Arlinghouse is the Astero Open, presented by Fiction Gloves, supported by Innova Champion. Again, what an awkward and obviously disappointing and frustrating. I mean, there's probably a million emotions, and I can't imagine what he and Zach and everyone else is probably going through, the tournament directors, anyone else that misplayed at some point during the event, as he alluded to. Certainly an unfortunate situation for it to just kind of be this awkward. And the fact that we're seeing, you know, I'm seeing this post, and to see a tournament, for lack of a better term, reversed or you know, adjusted after it was all said and done.
You don't see it very often, not in A tiers and things.
Yeah, that's kind of my point, is this stuff like this has happened, but it's very, very rare. And then, like you said, at an A tier level. So I hope everyone, you could definitely say there were some lessons learned, and I don't mean that in any kind of a negative tone. Clearly, everyone learned some lessons here. Whether you're on the good or bad end of one or whatever, certainly some lessons learned. So interesting to note is what I would say in seeing that today. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, Charlie starts by saying, well, there's no way to say this that makes it any easier. And he goes on to say, I didn't play a hole correctly this weekend, which is in the end 100% my fault.
It's got to be gut-wrenching thinking you had your first A-tier win, which is what he's looking for.
And
then I don't want to say to have it taken away, but it kind of was, even if he does admit fault on his side, just to think, like, there was a time. I mean, at least now he knows what it feels like to win an A-tier. He might not have it, but
yeah,
at least he knows what it feels like to win.
There you go. Schwebe does make the clarification on the board and says 392 is now his win count. It looks like, I don't know, it's not PDGA official in my book if I can't see the PDGA. Sam Martin asked a question and said, I know I keep asking, but does Discmania own the name Crush Boys, or is that open to be reused?
That's open to be reused, because Crush Boys, I believe, was never any sort of patented or mark. I mean, they marketed, but I think that was more of a social moniker of those two.
Now, Again, and that's just your assumption. My assumption is the same, that I don't think they would have trademarked that. Obviously, a few minutes of looking, we could probably find if it had been or not. Somebody else, I know I've seen a few other people make comments about the Smash Brothers, and I feel like that that's far more protected probably in some Mario capacity.
Don't go with Super Smash Bros. Or something weird like that.
I don't know if that's your way of trying to get around calling them Crush Boys, but...
Well, in Simon's video, he asked in his comments, what can we call ourselves? Should we? Because it felt like they wanted to get away from
Crush Boys.
Crush Boys.
Probably for a new beginning and everything else.
And they're older now. They don't feel like they're boys anymore. They're more men. Boys to Men, maybe?
Yeah. That I don't think that's been used.
Never.
we've come to the end
and,
of the road.
And so I think Eagle threw out Gyro Guys.
Okay.
Didn't stick with me personally.
I mean,
but
I mean, if you're looking at it wrong, we'll look like the Halal guys.
Yeah, that's like what
Euro guys.
That's what everyone was saying. It's not look like you're like Euro guys. But anyway, I'm sure we'll come up with something soon to figure out what we're gonna moniker those two as.
I'm gonna just call them Totes and Adorbs. Totes Adorbs. I like it. Big news and excitement that I guess I have a little more closer tie to Thailand. I do. Latitude 64 graciously stepped up to be the presenting sponsor of our Samui Swine that's taking place in just a couple weeks. And there's always a challenge. We will beat this to death until it changes, that getting Dis onto the island is one of the biggest obstacles just because tariffs and import taxes and all this other stuff.
So they're driving them
can
there.
Be insane. Latitude built a Lego submarine and ascending.
Nice.
Latitude has worked with us, and I believe somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 Dis showing up in Samui, on the island of Samui, that are either Samui swine stamped custom disc or Mainam, you know, Samui disc golf stamped disc. So they're arriving. They're going to be part of the players pack and part of the overall experience, and also some souvenir discs that can be bought. This shouldn't be such big news, and it wouldn't be if it weren't such a big hill to climb and such a big challenge. So I want to say yet again, and I'll say it a lot of times, big shout out and big thanks to Latitude 64 working with us, supporting the event. We're looking forward to an incredible event. I know I talked last weekend about how we had to expand the registration to fit in more people during the pro version of the weekend. Mm-hmm. So big, big thing. And more people are signing up, which has been very cool to see. So huge, huge thank you to Latitude 64, and looking forward to seeing all the players and competitors there on the island.
Something that was announced by the PDGA last Wednesday was Doug Bjerkus being named the PDGA Executive Director.
Yes.
It happened right after our podcast. PDGA, you know better than that. Come on. But Doug has made a few rounds, I think, on some of the podcasts, just chatting with some people. And it was one of our predictions that we thought there's a few other people in the PDGA that I felt could have possibly filled the role, and we knew the PDGA was looking inward. So Doug Bjerkus comes in and is named the PDGA Executive Director. I don't know, honestly, I'll have to take a look if what that means for the current position he was in, if someone is stepping up immediately to fulfill that. But yeah, we have a new Executive Director, which is funny because I kind of feel like, had it been, and before Doug was announced, I know I had publicly gone out and said, I would love to see them possibly look outward of the PDGA, which they chose not to, and that's totally within their rights and fine. But had you brought in some from the outside, I feel like there could have been a little bit more overlap with Joe Chargaloff as far as job duties and how you do the job. I feel like with Doug, he can probably just step right in practically. He doesn't necessarily need the hand-holding from Joe that may have been required for a different candidate. So Joe can just, you know, kick his feet up now and throw in some board shorts and just be done.
Yeah, congratulations, Doug Bjerkus. I know one of the questions that got talked about was, you know, when Doug was leaving the PDGA, Dynamic Discs. Oh, let's spit it out. When he was leaving there, was that kind of with the predetermined notion or idea that executive director would be a role that he would then, you know, be looking to at the PDGA? And when he left, that was not necessarily the case. It, I mean, this timeline and evolution worked out that way, but that wasn't, you know, the exclusive intention or anything in terms of his leaving. I think which I thought was a very fair question to ask. Great guy, obviously. We could go on and on for hours about him. Very well deserved. Thank you to Joe Chargloff and everything you've done. And Doug will be stepping into that role next. Another thing, the announcement, we just missed by a few hours, literally, last week. Allie Smith was giving kind of a local private release as to who her new sponsor was last week during our podcast hour, I think. Right? Did we announce it?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago. But you can talk about it.
Yeah, Allie Smith, I'm seeing her also on the Grip Team Grip EQ. But Allie Smith, exciting to see that she has landed herself a new sponsor. She's with ThoughtSpace and Infinite. So congratulations to her. Best of luck. Big shout out. I know a regular Smashy in Jordan Castro. I think celebrating some birthday action.
A big round recently. Number, right?
Yeah, 30.
Wow.
Oh, we just doxed him. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, happy birthday to you, Jordan Castro.
He doesn't feel like he should be 30.
No, well, because I met Jordan in 2014 at the Minnesota Amateur Championships.
Which would have made him 20.
Which or was 19, 20, 21. Which, yeah, it was May of 2014. Mm-hmm. And it was one of our very early Smashbox broadcasts again. Yeah, that was the first year we were broadcasting. And in doing so, we wanted to go over there and kind of get some more reps in, so to speak. So we filmed live the Minnesota Amateur Championships. That's where I first had met Jordan Castro. A couple months later, saw Jordan performing well, and he was in the top four. And finish there in terms of the AM Worlds in Minnesota, which we also broadcast a little bit live as well. So happy birthday to you, Jordan Castro. I'll be probably seeing him this weekend. Something else I saw that was of note, the Swedish Disc Golf Pro Tour made a note of, an announcement of a media partnership with Gatekeeper Media. So best of luck to them. We'll see what that's going to provide to us. The rest of the world in terms of more coverage of the Swedish Disc Golf Pro Tour and Gatekeeper Media. I'm trying to think of anything else that we've been seeing kind of hitting the airwaves, Johnny. You got anything else that you've been thinking of?
No, I thought I saw that the PDG or the DGBT was opening up their registration this week for the first wave of events, but I haven't been able to see anything on the PDGA site yet.
What you might be thinking of is at least there's an opportunity for spectator passes.
Oh, was it spectator tickets?
Spectator passes through the first, like, third-ish of the year. I think that's what we're seeing is that those have been released. I don't think about actual signups. Another quick shout-out.
Well, I would really, on a personal note, get that registration up. Start making those events. I need those PDGA IDs.
Yeah.
For Skip Base.
For Johnny.
For me. Again, I did say it was personal. I did say I need to start getting that stuff taken care of. And tick-tock. We're a month away from All-Star break here. So just a little over a month till our first event. Let's get those PDGA registrations up and running.
Yes. Johnny has fantasy disc golf to run here, people. Your stuff together. Hey, so
I got stuff I got to take care of.
Speaking of taking care of stuff, Steve Dodge. Has a new podcast.
He's already changed formats.
I know. I'm reading it right now. He says, little new format. I was getting bored with the other one. It had been a whole 2 days. Let me know if you like this better. I feel a touch more free to be me. I don't know if there's any free touches with that guy. I've been there.
He charges for him?
I've been there, done that. Steve Dodge trying to give you a daily disc golf podcast. I talked to him about this idea a few months ago. it sounded very not aggressive, not adventurous. What's the word I'm looking for? Lot of work, a lot of effort, very starts with an A.
Ambitious.
Ambitious. Thank you. Wow. It's been a long night. Sounds
you
very
screwed
ambitious.
Up a lot of words now.
I did. I struggled.
You screwed up Smashbox. you couldn't even spit out Smashbox tattoo.
I'm here. I'm new here. Okay. Steve Dodge with a very ambitious idea for his podcast. I like it. It kind of gives you this like daily breakdown, a couple different topics that will then cycle week after week. So on Mondays, you would typically get this topic. On Tuesdays, you may get that topic, so on and so forth. And wants to give it to you all in like 10 minutes or less, I believe is kind of the idea. I listened to one the other day, just yesterday. Yeah, I like the idea. I think just that it's going to be very ambitious to try and stay on top of that. If it was your full-time job, like exclusively, I could see how that you could make that work. It's going to be a lot of work. And Steve Dodge trying some more new stuff. So best of luck.
It's the same thing we do. Nice, short.
Concise.
Concise bites of information.
Daily. Yeah, okay. Or none of that. So, again, best of luck to him and the rest of the crew.
Sam Martin says, JVD, with the PDGA buying Stat Mando, are you worried about the PDGA locking down stats and blocking you for skip ace? I remember like 15 years ago, the MLB trying. No, I'm not. The guys and girls at the PDGA are very open with a lot of their stats. I think they're trying to have...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think they're trying to be very thorough with their stat collection. So I'm really actually more excited with the PDGA and Stat Mando that I might be able to get access to some additional stuff that I wasn't able to get access to before in the future. Not this year, and maybe not even next year, but I am really excited. I've been working with my developer on Skip Ace daily, quite literally daily. Today, he handed off like the first big update of two that should come out with live scoring. So I'm able to tie into the PDGA with live scoring for the format that we currently have. And we're working on a new format that we hope to have done in the next 2 weeks. So we can open up registrations for everybody by very early February. That's the goal, assuming that the PDGA and the DGPT put the events on the PDGA site.
Are you waiting on that? Yeah, they're definitely worried about
it. I know, they're totally worried about needs. Me. they're out there on Disc Golf Scene right now. Nobody has registered. Nobody has signed up yet. They're just not in the PDGAs yet. So, I mean, I'd love it if they were because I could get some stuff done, but I understand that they're not. Maybe they're busy. I don't know.
Come on, guys. Get your work done for Johnny.
Come on.
Nina Guerrero, who I mentioned earlier, you had mentioned actually finishing in the top few spots at Savannah Open. I believe she also has a new sponsorship in being with Gateway Disc. So I want to throw that out there and get that mentioned in there since we were just talking about her a few moments ago. Prediction for Shelly Sharp is... the question or comment coming in from Parker Welk, who's on the board. Parker says, AB said I never beat him in Arizona again. So as some of you noticed, Parker Welk, your champ at the Big Arm Challenge, bigger arm than AB, big arm challenge champion, Parker Welk. Sounds like he's got a little beef with one Anthony Barella, or Barella making a big claim on his home turf. And we're going to see how that's going to work out this weekend. Of our last conversation.
Well, Parker Welk is the fifth highest rated player.
Didn't matter at big arm.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm laying it out there. Barella's first, then Kale, Andrew Marwee, Drew Gibson, Parker Welk.
So, interestingly enough, the top four competitors in this weekend's field at the Shelly Sharp, also all four previous champions of this event.
Ooh.
Also, likely a first-round feature card.
For who, Terry?
I don't know. I was thinking about filming.
Really, were you?
Yes. Look for
Feeling
Shelly
Cute
Sharp.
Night film.
Yeah. Might edit later. Shelly Sharp coming up this weekend. Looking forward to getting out there, getting the footage. Going to try and turn that around next day. We're also going to film, and may or may not turn on quite next day, but very shortly after, filming some FPO action. And I'm excited. That's a new addition.
Yeah. Yeah, Owen Scoggins, Jennifer Allen are the two top-rated FPL players, and we have heard literally nothing about Owen Scoggins all offseason. And I don't believe she's changing sponsors, or she has changed sponsors. I think we know that. Innova tends to do one-year sponsorship agreements. Mm. At least that's the way it's been in the past with most of their players.
Sure, yep.
So I believe that's... If I were to take a guess, I would guess that Owen is on a recurring one-year sponsorship. She is the second highest rated FPL player in the world. I'd have to take a look if she's still that. I think Kristen Tatar is first, and Owen is second at 982 right now.
Dang.
So we're going to get a chance to see her debut, let her knock some rust off and... You know, miss that first 28 footer and then can the next 27 of them in a row.
I doubt she'll miss the first one.
I thought maybe she had a little rust on her.
We'll see. But Owen Scoggins has just registered or gotten into the event in the last few days, because I do remember I've been kind of keeping a close eye on the registration list for the event, which has like 100 people deep on the waiting list or something of that nature. But excited to see the competition stiffen up a little bit there on the FPO side. And again, looking forward to a great battle on the MPO side.
So Parker Welk asked for a prediction.
He asked for a prediction?
Yeah.
I mean...
So I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take Andrew Marwee for the win.
Okay. I mean, I think it's rude to say anyone but Parker, because he's the one listening.
Well, that's why
I
said
love you,
it.
Parker. honestly, yeah, I mean,
if any of those top five guys won, it's not shocking.
Yeah, clearly.
You know, Barella, LaVisca, Marwee, Gibson, Welk.
Connor Rocks from Arizona. It plays very well.
Yes, he does.
You know, has bust onto the scene in the last couple of years in terms of like regularly saying his name when you're out there. I filmed Andrew Miranda during the Big Arm Challenge. He struggled there, but clearly a solid player. Also, I mean, it should be a good battle no matter how you cut it. So, MP40 field, I think Pete Uliberry is your top contender. Jeremy Mount, who's on tour and playing quite a bit this year, he's talked about it, traveling around. Andrew Bohm, again, another solid player along with Jeff Wilson. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a good weekend overall, and we'll see how it goes. Quick note, I was welcomed. I think that's a fair word. I was welcomed on the Six Sided Disc podcast. Had a great conversation with Greg recently.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I've done some work with him and some advertising when I covered an event a few years ago. He wanted to step up. They originally were kind of focused on making mystery boxes and doing all this other really cool stuff when they came into the scene a couple years ago. Now he's taking a more full-blown approach to it, obviously filling out his website in terms of offerings for discs, but then creating some content on YouTube. He's continuing to grow and then also making a podcast. I think that's going to be out sometime in the next couple of weeks. But we had a really good conversation. So I wanted to say thank you again to Greg. And then last week, I don't know if it's out yet, to be honest with you. Last week, I was a guest on the Shanked podcast, or Hanging Loose with, along with Spicy yes. Boy and Shanked. Hanging Loose is their podcast. I don't know if I should be offended, because it's by AMs, 4 AMs, and then they had me on.
Well,
I don't even care if my rating.
They know where your skill level is these days.
But nonetheless, I was on their podcast, and I don't know what their release schedule looks like as well. But I wanted to say thank you to the guys over at Hanging Loose. I think they're 7 or 8 podcasts, and they had Jeremy London on just last week as well. And that's the latest one that's out. And then I think mine will probably, where I'm on, will probably drop in the next day or two.
That's a great get, as we said. I think we talked about it last week that he was on that podcast, Jeremy London. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So another disc golf podcast to check out. I think it was Bobby Brown that made a post recently talking about how
he counted like 45 or something, and then he stopped.
Podcasts that are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So continue to grow. There's plenty of room for plenty of different angles and ways to go about it. So get on it. That's your thing.
Yeah. That's your thing.
Is there going to be are we going to see a revival or a resurgence of the fantasy disc golf podcast of sorts, or what's your plan there?
I would like to. I know I started out nice, hot, and heavy last year, and I let it tail off once the season got going, and my job for the Pro Tour started kicking in more. This year, I'm only doing probably 2, maybe 3 Pro Tour events. As far as switching, as far as I know. So I think I'll have a little bit more time to dedicate to doing the podcast for fantasy disc golf. Just kind of summarizing points, and having a new league structure is going to be a little bit different. It'll be a little bit more fun. Last year, I had quite a few. I would go back and look, and we'll see how it looks this year. And if I find a co-host or anyone that wants to join me or anyone that wants to do it instead of me, I don't care. I ain't that way. But no, I'm excited. I'm hoping to be able to delve back into the Skip Ace fantasy podcast.
Sweet. I think that's about all that I got here, Johnny. Yeah. I'm sure there's gonna be like 6 things I'll think of, that maybe wanted to talk about that now I've completely forgotten about, but I think that's about it for me.
Did you get to watch the Packer game?
Not really. I guess would be the short answer. This weekend, very jam-packed, especially on Sunday when it came to basically an all-day volleyball tournament for my oldest daughter. And then left that actually just a tad early to go to the state competition for competitive cheerleading for my other daughter. And so Sunday was pretty much consumed by that. I did get the last few minutes of the game when things were pretty much obviously all locked up.
It was all locked up way earlier than that.
Exactly. So I did listen to some of it in the car while I was driving to these events, but I saw very, very little. I think I saw the last few minutes of the game, which clearly didn't matter much. But yeah, obviously a huge upset in terms of the Packers taking down the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, and lots of fun and Wisconsin going crazy over that.
It was a great day for Wisconsin sports. The Bucks hit a game winner from looked like 10 feet behind the 3-point line to beat, was it the Kings? I think it was the Kings. The whole crowd at the arena was chanting "Go Pack, Go" at the Bucks arena. So it was just in general a really good thing. And we're going to go into San Francisco and probably get our butts kicked, but I assumed we were probably going to lose against Dallas the way they were playing. So I'm hopeful but realistic.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if that train keeps rolling. Cody is on the board, and if you guys don't have any more questions, well, if you do have any more, put them up there quickly here for us, and we can address them. But Cody's on the board saying, have they talked about Dutch yet? Absolutely.
We had almost an hour conversation with Dutch.
Yeah, we had Dutch, just as a quick timestamp. I feel like it was about an hour and 15 minutes into the overall show. We had Eagle for the first hour and 15 minutes, and then we had Dutch join us at that point. And then he was on with us for 45 minutes to an hour or so.
It was a
so.
Dutch sandwich.
Yes. I don't know where I want to go with that.
You shouldn't.
I like talking enough. I'd like to try my hand at running a vlog of my favorite sport.
Says Bradley Burke.
Yeah, Bradley.
Yeah, go for it. Start up a vlog. No reason not to.
Coming in from Australia, Luke Turnbull, who I'm looking forward to seeing also in Thailand in a few weeks, says, any news about the return of the Aussie Open? Timed to align with the WIFDIF Team World Championships in Perth, Australia. I believe I saw this earlier that it feels like most of November into December, like if you're ever going to go to Australia for some disc golf, next like November, December timeframe, sounds like you have a plethora of exciting things to partake in. And Australia is going to be hosting some great disc golf stuff. So, Luke, I think that's what you were fishing for, right? tell me if I got it wrong, but I think that's what you were talking about, which is pretty exciting for sure. I can certainly recommend time in Australia. Time in Australia with Luke and Kinga, that's just priceless. So if somehow you got that lucky, you better be going.
Well, everyone else better be going to patreon.com/smashboxtv, where you can sign up to be a Patreon supporter of the podcast. If you really enjoy the thorough interviews that we do with the likes of Eagle McMahon, Dutch Napier, Gannon Burr, we get things out of these guys that nobody else does. Maybe nobody else wants them, but it doesn't matter.
We get them anyway.
You can be a supporter of Smashbox TV for as little as a dollar a month. You can be eligible for our weekly giveaways. This week, we have 138 people eligible for our giveaway, Terry. Terry Miller, what number?
We had three guests, so I think we have to pick the third number here in the list.
I've sorted them by email address.
Oh, that feels like such a default for you.
Well, it's easiest. Default is usually email or first name.
Okay, I mean,
I switch
you
back and
be
forth.
A basic bitch like that.
Sometimes I do by support. Ooh, by support amount.
Okay, okay.
It's just easy though.
That's how it's going.
I mean,
go
I can resort.
No,
them.
Don't. All I don't. Right. I don't want to put you out.
Our first number was 132. Our second number is 7. Our third,
higher than that,
and final number is 132.
I think the first one was 122, or I just missaw it.
Maybe it was 122. Oh, I don't know. I hit it pretty fast. But 132 is the number. 132.
All right.
So that's at the very bottom. Will Marsh.
Will Marsh.
I didn't have to scroll at all because it was already at the bottom. So congratulations, Will. You've been a Patreon supporter for, it looks like, about 22 months. So thank you very much, Will. We will, I'll give you that. I'll give that information to Terry, and he'll reach out to you.
And you were correct; it was 132 twice.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it'd feel terrible if you were one. Would have been 130, or oh no, you feel good because it was you.
Well,
it was
132. You were like
you lost it, and then he came back. But Will Marsh, it was definitely your night.
It's
to win.
Yeah, like
that's crazy.
Random.org wanted you to win.
It certainly did.
Okay, I thought it was 132.
Yeah, you were right. I confirmed. I was wrong. You were right. I didn't get a good look.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to Will. All right, Freddie says, good show. I mean, I don't know if I can, I don't think we can fish for a bigger compliment than that. It's a good show. We'll take it. So thank you, Freddie. Thank you to everyone that joined. Again, I know there were some of you that were new, that have never seen our show before. Some of you haven't been here in a while, and you decide to check back, and you're still here with us.
We're still here.
We're still here, 489 episodes later. Next week, I want to throw this out there. Next week, I think I will just about be landing in Singapore during our showtime, which means I won't be available because I'll probably be maybe either on the runway or not quite landed in Singapore. Johnny, you're going to be talking to a intern Ben, I believe.
Yep.
From the Disc Golf, Northeast Disc Golf Expo. He'll be at least one of your guests. You might have more than him, but I know he is slated to talk about the Northeast Disc Golf Expo.
And he's not our intern.
No, he is not. He is over at Staggered Stands. And
although
I know
he can be. Well, I'm not paying him, but he could be.
Yeah. I mean, now that he's got promoted over there, now he could be intern here.
That's right.
We need the help.
We need a lot of help.
Hey, if you like to chop up podcasts and you'd like to chop up and make a little shorter media clips, We could also talk. Maybe we genuinely could use an intern or a little help in that capacity. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in doing, don't hesitate to send me a message. We'd love to talk to you about it. All right, folks. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for joining. The next few weeks will be a little crazy. Like I said, next week I'm not likely going to be on the show. The one or two or maybe even 3 weeks after that, I will do my best to probably join. It'll be 7 or 8 in the morning in Thailand.
Just what you love.
Just what I don't love. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll have those conversations as we get a little bit closer. But hopefully I'll be here, and hopefully I'll be able to give you some Southeast Asia insight from there on location. I've done that in previous years, so looking forward to it. Episode 49's After Show. Yet again, congratulations to all of the new sponsorship alignments, both for the teams, the players, the caddies, the sponsors, the supporters, the loved ones, the families. It's all pretty exciting time, and 2024 season's just a few weeks away from really getting fully kicked out and off. For Johnny V, I'm the Disc Golf Guy. That's 49's After Show. We'll see you next week. You step inside the Smashbox.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.